We're back for another week because you, the people, you enjoy us. Well, at least that's what I tell myself. Bruising Banter, 47. Name that movie. If I say 47, what does that make you think of?
Is that Life?
No, hold on. I got that mixed up. I'm thinking of, what is it? Ice Cube.
Oh.
All About the Benjamins.
Yeah, All About the Benjamins. I was about to say Money Time. I was like, that's not a movie.
45, 47. Sorry, I got already getting off track. What's up, guys? How's it going?
It's going. It's been a long week. And it's only Wednesday.
Love that shit.
Well, I have to work 6 days this week, so yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to be a fed. I mean.
Yeah, James.
All right. Go on to Greg.
Some days off.
I took Monday off, and yeah, it's the longest week of my motherfucking life. I was like, today I said, it's only Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. It is. I said,
please help me. My boss been on my ass. I'm supposed to work tonight, but I was like, fuck it. I played my guitar.
Hell yeah. Fuck it.
Real white team angst right there. I'm not going to do my work.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Bro, so for me, like, I've been traveling all week. So Monday, I had to go out of town.
Oh, shit. Flexing.
Yesterday, I had to go out of town. Today, I had to go out of town. And then tomorrow, I got to go out of town. And... hey, I'm tired. Stick with it. I mean, that
private James, not private James anymore.
Sheesh, bro. But hey, that check gonna look nice with all that mileage. But damn, and then 6 days. But it is what it is.
I bet. What's that? You know, they say, "Hey, you working hard?" Shit, I'm always hardly working.
Facts.
There was a Christmas party in my place of employment, and they're like, "Yeah, dress up." I purposely showed up in jeans, had to take my daughter to a doctor's appointment and ran some other errands. So I didn't bother getting dressed up. So I showed up. Oh, gee, you coming? No, I'm cool. Everybody cleared out of that hallway. I was John Travolta, you know, in Pulp Fiction, where he's just kind of looking around.
Yeah.
I'm out. So y'all can go to that little Christmas party. And then they were in teams talking about, oh, it's not that formal. You should come. I was like, you know, I actually ate before I showed up. So.
Oh, they wanted you to dress up for it. I thought you meant like a Christmas thing or something.
No, yeah. So it was just a. It's hosted by the president, and it's just for all employees. And my boss made it seem like it was very formal. I was going to wear, you know, slacks and a shirt and tie. But then I saw some of my coworkers. I said, that's formal for y'all? Y'all some bums? I hope they're not listening. But no, I was in, I had a hole in the crotch of my jeans. I definitely wasn't going to go. If I had a big enough plate, I'd have been just spilling out the bottom.
Mm. Yeah, we had our Christmas party last Friday, too. And we went to, what's that place called? Bomb City Distillery.
Bong.
That's what it's called, bro. But I didn't know where the place was. I thought it was downtown by like bodegas or something. It is not. That shit is over there. You know that other Fiesta Foods? And,
oh, it's by the fairgrounds.
Yeah, going that way. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I had to turn that way and I'm going. And then my GPS is like, all right, turn right. And it's turning right into like a neighborhood and stuff. I'm like, the fuck? So I turn and that shit, like, there's literally a house in front, house, and the distillery. I'm like, the fuck? Why did I just put this randomly right here?
Somebody put there on accident.
Yeah, but did that and they're paying for the drink. So I was like, all right, cool, whatever.
Shit. So, they'd have had to drag me out of there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they brought tacos, like street tacos. Yeah, I was living good. But that damn what did I get? The Chilton? Boy, that vodka hitting in them Chiltons over there. Sheesh.
That's what they do, no? In Bomb City vodka.
Yeah, it's just vodka. But the next year they're making bourbon. So I was like, oh, I might try that out once they make that. So but yeah, it's just straight vodka. Cause I was looking around, I was like, they ain't got no beer or nothing. But I was like, oh wait, I'm a distillery, not a fucking brewery.
Greg, y'all having a Christmas party at work?
We're having a potluck. I'm not a big potluck guy, but it's next week and it's in the morning, bro. I don't understand. It's like the time is like 9:30 to 12, and I gotta fucking keep working. What kind of shit is this, bro? We don't get bonuses at this job. If I would have known that, I wouldn't have took it. forgot to ask in the interview.
Damn.
And then, like, so I have my boss, right? But there's a lady in between me and my boss. So she's not my boss, but like she kind of has authority, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't answer to her, but if my boss were to like she's the vice president essentially of our little business unit. She sent out an email talking about, you know, I want to get the boss a gift. If you want to contribute $10, $20, we can all get her something. I'm like, for fucking what? She makes double my salary. She should give me $10 to $20. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
that's not crazy. Hell, I understood
that. What do you? If y'all are having a potluck, and James, you can chime in. What do you bring? What's your dish? And don't say I bring cups or plates. Like, if you had to bring a dish, what you bringing?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I really don't know what I'm gonna take, because they're like, and then one of the supervisors, he was at the staff meeting with us. He's like, oh, we should do everything homemade. And I was like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Hell nah. Wilding out. I'll probably just bring a guesso, just something easy and call it cool.
Damn, James, like that? You don't fuck with them people for real, huh?
Nah, I don't.
I bought y'all some cheese.
Yeah.
Here's some Rotel.
And the kid, fucking glass bottle.
Got you some Tostito assholes.
I make these Bisquick sausage balls. They're pretty good. I might just make a handful of those and call it a day.
I thought you could take some mini corn dogs.
Hey, you're talking, that's where my head went first. Little pigs in a blanket. Imagine I get mini corn dogs and call them pigs in a blanket. Just cut the edge off the bread.
You're going to show up with a Ziploc bag that's got all the steam in it. They're all wet. Here you go.
I'm just going to bring a can of Spam, just put it in the middle of the table and just walk off.
You're welcome.
I got to do that. I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure. Okay, so I'm confused. I mean, maybe I'm tripping. I think there's a senior management dinner on the 16th that I got to go to, and then the Pollock's on the 20th. So I guess the 16th is technically our Christmas party, and that's for just the senior management versus the potlucks for, like, the supervisors and all the people under us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to take, dude. Probably, like I said, probably the sausage balls. Listeners, if you have any suggestions, I'm an intermediate-level chef. I don't have an air fryer.
Putting it out. Just bring a bag of spinach, bro. Ew.
What the fuck, James? You think I work with Popeye?
No, just throw the bag and just go. Just move on.
This is my contribution. I hope you're happy.
There I go. Keep it pushing.
I like taking this, but I don't know, man. There came a point in time whenever I started questioning people, because I don't know who it was or what I read, but I think I started seeing videos where people were making shit and they let their dogs lick the spoons, or, you know, they were mixing shit with their hands. And I started thinking, how many times have I just eaten fucking little Smokies just because I thought they looked delicious? Meanwhile, these people were probably just massaging in the barbecue sauce with their bare ass hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I mean, I'm going to still eat the little Smokies, but if my stomach hurts, I know why.
Yeah, the thing about that is, like, I'm the same way. Like, I don't really participate in potlucks, but we're all what's that shit called? Food serve safe or whatever the shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're all certified, so you would hope that they take that shit home with them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm. You would hope.
No. It's always the ones like that. Like, the janitors are always the nastiest at home. Doctors and all that shit. Like, they don't be taking care of themselves. Like me, I used to be in education. I didn't fucking read. What the hell?
I guess
like reading.
I manage the budget, and I don't even follow my own budget. So I guess
you have a budget guy. You got a finance guy that you have to talk to.
What do you mean? Oh yeah, I did have a financial advisor.
How you manage money for somebody else? You walk in there like, man. So hypothetically, if I had a budget for an entire district, what would you suggest? Because
that's what I told him the first time I met. I said, he was like, so what do you got going on? I was like, well, you know, I met him like the first week I was at this new job. I was like, look, I haven't adjusted my budget to my new salary, and I still got to see what's going on. He's like, oh, well, at least you budget. You know, that's better than most people. And I was like, hey, bro, I got a budget. I don't follow the budget.
I have concepts of a plan.
Yeah, there you go.
I know what a budget is. It's in Excel. There's not shit in it. All of the formulas are there. I don't know how this is going to relate, but I was watching TV, and number one, I started thinking, commercials aren't the same as they used to be. Someone said, now you see ads instead of commercials. I don't know if that's a difference, but I think that was a good way of putting it. Anyhow, I started remembering all the commercials they used to fucking get, you know, kids caught up with. So I was thinking, what was something that you saw as a kid that was really popular, whether it was, you know, at a store or on TV, that you really wanted, but that you never got? Like, so for me, the first thing that came to mind You know those velvet ass coloring books that they always put on TV? You remember those? Or like the little, you'd make a picture with little light bulbs. You like plug in a light and it lights up a specific color. And
light bright.
Put all the light bulbs in. It's like, yeah, like Greg said, the Rock'em Sock'em gloves. What's one thing that you never got as a kid back then that you wish you could have now? Like looking back, it's like, damn it. If I had gotten this product as a kid, my life would be so much better now as a grown man.
I don't know if it'll affect me now, but let's see. Those boxing glove things, I forgot what they're called. Bop-ems? Is that what they were called?
Oh, the inflatable ones?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those things, but my mom knew better not to get us those. And yeah, then what was the other thing? Do you remember those magazines? Those National Geographic magazines or whatever?
The animal ones?
Animal ones that they always showed on the TV?
Yeah.
Always wanted that shit, but my mom said, nah, can't have that. Just trying to learn.
Damn, good for you.
Man, I don't remember. Y'all named all the ones that I remembered, you know what I'm saying?
I always wanted a Chia Pet.
Oh, yeah.
I never wanted a Chia Pet, bro.
Well, excuse me.
Oh, Shiza, shut up, Victor. I was watching this video right here. It's called Rad 90s as seen on TV commercials. I was going to skim through it real quick. Let's see what we got.
Did you ever get a Slinky?
Yeah,
I had Slinkies, James. Relax. I wasn't that poor.
I'm just asking, bro. Damn.
You see how classist this man is, bro?
I always wanted to be good at yo-yo.
Yeah, I wanted to be good at yo-yo too, but nah, never.
All I could do is walk the dog, and then I'd break the shit because I'd slam it into the ground.
Hey, you remember the crazy jumping beans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
Amazing elastic plastic. Wow. I remember all these commercials of shit I couldn't afford.
This is crazy. It was like this putty shit that came in a tube, and they gave you a little straw, and you could blow these badass balloons and shit with them.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, my mom bought me that one. I don't know if I was putting too much of the putty shit or my straw wasn't up to code, but my cheeks was hurting because I just... And my bubble would be like the size of a quarter. I said, this thing is a lie.
It probably was. I wouldn't doubt it.
Hey, there was some bullshit in the 90s, I tell you what.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Definitely.
These are the magazines right here. Zoo Books, James. That's what
Zoo
it was.
Zoo Books. That's what the fuck they're called.
You had that commercial with the bear eating the salmon.
Remember? Yeah.
That's why I'll be watching the stream now. See, it all comes back full circle.
It reminds me of, this got me thinking about the Scholastic Book Fairs. Y'all ever have those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I used to pull up. I used to beg my mom for money for that. And I'd buy the stupidest shit bookmarks. I don't read.
Yeah.
Erasers that didn't erase.
I was buying those the fuck were they called? Animorph fucking books and shit. I was buying the shit out of them books. Cause they had those like holographic bookmarks with it too.
Oh yeah.
So I buy the book and then I had the fucking bookmark with it. I was like, I was fucking rolling in that shit.
Remember the Marvin's magic wand? The pins that you was talking about, but it came with the white one and it would like erase or change the colors.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted one of them bitches. Could never afford them.
I wanted one of those too.
I said, four payments of $19.99. What is this, Afterpay? God, damn, that's convenient, bro.
I tried to convince my mom. I was like, look, it's only four payments of $19.99.
Yeah. Come on.
Hey, looking back, that's a steal, and I'm upset that we were that broke. Or maybe we didn't have a credit card. I don't know what was going on back then.
Yeah, it said you got to mail in a check or call with the credit cards. People whispering on the phone. Yes, my name is John Doe, and here's my dad's. My credit card.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I used to go to the book fair, and I'd always get one of them Hank the Cow Dog books.
Y'all are buying books, nerds.
Yeah. It's a book fair. What do you mean?
We can't read.
I was buying all the accessories.
Y'all weren't buying drugs at the book fair. What's wrong with y'all? That's G right now, bro.
I used to tell the little hyenas in my class, I was like, get whatever you want. I got you.
All right.
Ooh, this is crazy, bro. The book fair flexing, bro.
You can't Ew, it's crazy. Fair?
I can remember at least twice whenever they got someone's like, that's too much. Get some smaller.
Put it back.
That's crazy, G.
Hell yeah.
I was a fat child, bro. I had to do something to help my status.
Status.
Come out of there sad as hell too, because that girl would just stop talking to me after I bought it. But I bought you the butterfly bookmark.
Damn. Nah, I ain't buying them shit. I'm buying everything for me.
Yeah, yeah. And then we had like some sort of, it wasn't a bake sale, but if you sold so many items, you get prizes and shit. Like we used to get like speakers.
Oh, the fundraiser, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
selling?
Crack, James. And we did good.
Crack.
I always got the pizza party. That's how much crack I sold.
They had us selling those fucking knives and shit. Like, nobody want to buy no knives.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
there were no people selling knives?
Yes.
Knives? These are crazy, OG. All right.
Got them.
Knives and those fucking booklets to buy different kinds of meat and shit.
Mm.
What? Yeah, bro. I hear slanging random shit. Yeah, bro. So they give you the book or whatever. It's like a catalog. And you're like, all right, I want 30 pounds of pork butts.
30 pounds?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yo, dude.
But,
investigate this man's school, FBI. I know y'all listening.
Hey, yeah, talk to him. Spring it was wild.
Earth.
Yeah.
We were selling like chocolate goods and things like such like that.
Yeah, I didn't sell chocolate.
If you sold a certain amount, they put you in a limo and took you to Burger King.
You in a limo to Burger King?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Hey, Clan Handle's fucked up. Because in San Antonio, if you sold enough, they'd take your class to go meet the Spurs and the Silver Stars and shit.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
We didn't do shit. They're like, here's a limo, go to Burger King.
Burger
King. See you in an hour. See you in an hour, playboy.
That's fucking insane.
Hey, did y'all's Burger King have a playground? Because I feel like I'm making that up. But Burger King's used to have playgrounds too, right?
I'm pretty sure ours did, yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think it does now.
No, not now, but they used to. Burger King's used to have play places.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Feeling real nostalgic today. I don't be doing shit at work, man. I just be thinking about stuff.
Nah, I feel you. I just be letting the podcast, so. But I'm not going to bring it up. Because my shit is a whole bunch of just conspiracy theories that I'm just like, damn, that's crazy. That could happen. Oh, wow. It's random shit like that. Anyway.
No, we can talk about conspiracies. Because that's what I wanted to talk about this week anyway.
Oh, go ahead. What you got?
Because, you know, they call my boy Luigi's Mansion.
I had to think for a
second. It just all seems weird, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I hate being that guy. I really don't like being a conspiracy theorist. Like, I feel dumb because then I see stupid ass Republicans on Twitter. Like whenever Terrell Owens called out Brett Favre this week, I saw some stupid ass Republican keep that same energy with the Democrat politicians to steal all this money. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Read a fucking book. Get out of the trailer park for 5 minutes and you'll see shit's not that deep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I hate being a conspiracy theorist, but this Luigi's Mansion shit does not add up, bro. Why are you? If I killed a fucking healthcare CEO, I'm not gonna be at McDonald's with my manifesto and the gun I used. Like a week later,
yeah,
that shit's gonna be in the river. He's Italian. That's part of the job description. Throw the gun in the river. Go to work.
Keep pushing
like a real American Italian. You know what I'm saying? Why are you at a McDonald's with your manifesto, bro? Like
the Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi.
What is that?
I don't know. It don't make sense.
And then I saw a video of them leading him into the jail. My boy's wearing a Columbia long sleeve. And then in the first mugshot they released, he's wearing the same shit he was wearing when he shot the CEO.
Mm.
Like they gave him an outfit change before the mugshot.
Hey, I don't know, bro. Because they were showing pictures of when Buddy was smiling at the girl at the desk. And then they show him and their eyebrows completely different. Because dude that Luigi that got caught, his eyebrows are like almost a unibrow, and Buddy's was like all like just regular shit.
Yeah,
just
spread out.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I don't know. And then when they took a picture of him in the interrogation room or whatever, it looked like they just photoshopped him in there. It doesn't look like he's in there for real. Like, I don't know. It's all weird. Just because like you said, the McDonald's, you have everything on you at the McDonald's, like, who just does that? That don't make any sense. And from what I saw on TikTok, that Buddy went up to, and I know that there's another story that said that a customer said something, but supposedly he went up to the McDonald's employees like, hey, it's me. Call the police.
It's me, Luigi.
Too easy.
And told her to call the police because he wanted to get caught, but I don't know. We're still waiting on this YouTube video to drop, I think tomorrow or something like that.
Who's dropping the YouTube video?
He is. Like he has a YouTube video that was loading and one popped up today, and then he has another one dropping tomorrow, I think, or later on this week or something like that. But I don't know. It's all weird. Interesting.
Well, here's what I think. I think he's a fall guy. I think the soft ass Democrats don't want to see this case go unsolved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they planted somebody, bro. I mean, the differences are there. The eyebrows, the weird ass McDonald's thing. I mean, there's just a lot going against it. But, you know, the Democrats are trying to send a message that we're not going to take this kind of behavior. Because if we do, then who's going to donate to the Democrats? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yep.
So
yeah. I agree with that, too. I think it's a fall guy. I don't think it's a buddy that they caught. I don't know. It's looking at the video when he shot the dude compared to the person that they arrested. I'm just like, I don't know. The dude that I saw that shooting people up, he looked cold and calculated and just knew what he was doing and dip out. But then you get caught at McDonald's with everything on you. I don't know. But then they found his bag in Central Park with Monopoly money, like he's the fucking Joker or something. So I'm just like, I don't know what to believe.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
So I'm just like, what?
The whole case is fishy. I think it can go back even further to the Democrats. Maybe the Democrats wanted this CEO dead, had somebody shoot him, got a fall guy to send a message like, hey, this is wrong. We did it, but it's wrong.
Yeah.
Don't do what we do. Here's a bag full of Monopoly money.
Throw them off the scent.
On top of that, to the person that turned them in, lost her job, didn't even get the money because she went on Facebook and was all bragging about how she caught Buddy and stuff like that. And people did not like that at all. So she was in danger, quote unquote. So they fired her from that McDonald's. And then she didn't get the money because she was supposed to call the tip line, not the police. Loophole. So, hey.
My God.
What did you learn from this?
Don't snitch.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's all crazy.
That's kind of like an Action Bronson bar, though, isn't it, G?
What's that?
I'm out in Central Park. Money on Monopoly or some shit. You know what I mean? Unfortunately,
yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. I'm trying to think of it in my head. I'm like, yeah, that does sound something like he was saying. Imagine, bro, you're just sitting there having a McGriddle and you're like, you look familiar.
Yeah.
Is your name Mario? No.
What about Wario? Luigi. No. What's the other one? Snap. Hmm. What's the other one? Wario.
Waluigi.
Waluigi.
I not that it only appears on TikTok. I'm sure it's on Twitter too. I don't click on the links because it's like, oh, read more. And I don't, yeah. Like I said earlier, I don't be reading. So I can't get too much into the conspiracy part of it, but I think whenever we first talked about this, I said it's going to be something where it's just going to be shit thrown on top of more, piled on, and diversions here or there. And it sounds like that's what it's coming to. There, it seems like they're putting a whole lot more resources into this than your normal missing persons case or, you know, murders that happen every day throughout this country. For me, all that does is shed a light on the fact that they really don't be caring about us. It's all an enigma wrapped in a riddle thrown into a crazy conspiracy.
Yeah, McGriddle. What's wild, though, is they said they isolated his fingerprints to the scene, but I saw the video. My boy didn't touch nothing but that gun, baby. You know what I'm saying? What fingerprints?
Did you
see NYPD? Hard, I'll tell you what.
His lawyer that they got or whatever, or whoever hired his lawyer, they interviewed him or whatever, and he's like, what evidence they got? What they got on him? I'll show you the evidence. And he just put out his hands like this. Here, get close though. You take a picture. I was like, hey, what the hell? So
damn,
I
don't know. Real, bro.
I don't know. It all seems just super convenient to cash Buddy at McDonald's, and then we get all these photo drops of him in the interrogation room, in the mugshot, taking them out the cop car and stuff. And like you said, like the change of clothes and stuff makes no sense. Who leaked the manifesto? How does that get out of the police hands so quickly?
And then the fucking manifesto was like written like a fucking, like AI wrote a terrorist manifesto. sorry for the trauma, but they got what they deserve. Like that shit's so unoriginal, bro. I could have wrote that. I write that shit every day at work when I'm thinking about jumping off the building.
Aim for the bushes. Aim for the
So I don't know. It's just all just I don't believe any of it. I'm waiting for that video to drop on YouTube. Maybe he has something else he ought to say, and then we'll see what happens.
James, but until then, didn't you say you're dropping a manifesto soon?
Nah, I never said that.
No, I thought you were working on it. You had transcripts.
If I drop a manifesto, I'm putting a Whack Down Murals beat behind it.
Oh.
Let them know I'm for real.
Selling 30 pounds of pork out of Spring Lake or Texas. Mm-hmm. Nothing. No yeah, kind of reward.
And then just backtrack to that. And then they wanted me to do animals and stuff. What is that? Ag? Not ag. Oh, no, it's not ag.
4-H? No, stock shows.
Stock shows, yeah. They're like, oh, you get all this money and stuff. I was like, how much money is that coming to me? Oh, well, after this, I was like, nah, fuck all that. You I got to get taxed for selling shit? Nah. That's how I learned. I said, I don't trust y'all. Fuck all that. I just sold all this damn knives and shit. I didn't get nothing out of it, so.
Matt anyway. Was selling sword pocket.
Yeah. That's fucking wild, bro. That's crazy.
But anyway, moving on real quick. So I had a listener send us this, and I don't know where it came from. I guess it was because of how our audio sounded last week. They said, what would be your late night radio DJ name?
Ooh.
And they added, if you can, what would be your late night voice for being a DJ?
This is tough on the spot, you know what I'm saying? Because Huggy Bear's already taken, you know what I'm saying?
You would go by Huggy Bear?
Huggy Bear?
Well, no, because it's already taken. Shout out my boy DJ Huggy Bear.
I don't know. I think I'd go real cliche, right? You are tuning in to the Love Doctor.
Fucking way, bro. I don't ever want to listen to that shit.
What's your name, though?
The Love Doctor.
Oh, the Love Doctor?
Yeah. Dr. Love.
Dr. Love.
DJ D-Lo, Dr. Love.
What was that radio station called for the late night R&B? Desert Storm? What was the fuck was it?
Desert Storm, hold on.
No, it wasn't Desert Storm. It was like Quiet Storm. Quiet Storm. Shit, I couldn't think of what the fuck it was called. Yeah, Quiet Storm.
PTSD.
Check in for the Desert Storm. Balls just start dropping.
Man, I don't know, bro. What do you got, James? I mean, you had all week to marinate the question.
My name's easy. It's just DJ Hamon, and then keep it pushing. But I'm on the Spanish station, bro, and I'm dropping that fucking slow ass Tejano music.
Mm. Puro Tejano hits or what, bro?
Yeah, Puro Tejano hits.
DJ Hamon.
First up, Bayo Polido. Run it.
Run it back. This is the Desvelado hour where we listen to Desvelado for one hour.
Repeat.
Number one source for Bobby P. what movie?
And
it's like play this. I was like, no, we're strictly a Billy Joel cover band.
Yeah,
that's Step Brothers, bro.
Yeah. Play this. No, sorry, man. We're not gonna play that.
Strictly Billy Joel.
I don't know, man. I don't know. How do you come up with a DJ name? DJ Love Doctor? What was it?
It's the Love
Doctor. Love.
Doctor Page, Doctor Love,
and then DJ Hamon. Those are both pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
Tough to follow up. I'd probably be I got nothing, bro. I'm sorry. Sorry, listener. I'm not good on the spot. I wouldn't even do radio. I would just host talk radio, and I'll do NPR and talk about the fucking economy.
You could be DJ Juicy Greg.
Juicy Greg. Juicy
Greg. I don't like that at all. I don't ever want to hear that again.
DJ Greasy Greg.
Oh, I do like that, though.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Hey, shout out to Hendrix Jean.
That man, Greg's just playing plies on his radio station. I bet if I... You know I'm not even going to say the lyrics because we're already not going to get monetized. But if I start screaming plies lyrics, we're definitely not.
Oh shit. One of these days.
Man, it's crazy. I'm on a radio show.
Fucking hell.
DJ. No. DJ Mr. Studio Girl. No. No, no. I'd have to. I'm going to come back to this one. I'm gonna revisit this on the next episode. I want to come up with a clever DJ name.
Another DJ name?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I'll make sure to highlight that so I remember to bring it up again. But go ahead if y'all got something else.
Yeah, good question, listener. Way to stump me. I don't like to be stumped. I don't like that shit. But anyway, y'all remember when I told y'all about the guy that faked his death and fled to Eastern Europe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he came back. He came back on his own.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and he got arrested, old dumbass.
Yeah, that's illegal. Can't do that.
Actually, it's not illegal to fake your death. It's illegal for what's it called? The insurance fraud.
You telling me you can fake your death?
Yeah.
Legally.
Legally. Like, you can fake your death, but...
That's what a Fed would say.
Thank you for the clarification, officer.
I was listening to a podcast about it earlier this week, and legally, like, faking your death is not illegal, but trying to fraud insurance and stuff like that, that's where it gets kind of tricky. And then, plus all the manpower and stuff for the police station and stuff, searching for you in the lake and stuff, that's like a misdemeanor or something like that. But if they really want to charge them, they got to charge them for that insurance fraud, and that's a felony. So,
damn.
Anywho, go ahead. Sorry.
So he came.
I got nothing to say now. James. Is this a wired line? Are we getting recorded right now, James?
Are we the only ones?
I'm just saying, bro. There's nothing on here. What's it called? But yeah, that police station, they were like in contact with him within the week, and they're like, well, just come home, you know, your kids miss you, your wife miss you, and all this bullshit. No, they're going to arrest him on the spot. And
same guy.
But he's like, oh, yeah. They showed the video of him and stuff, and obviously he ain't living good wherever he was at. So he was trying to get back as soon as he could. And then, like Greg said, he came back and arrested on the spot, take him in. But I don't know what they're going to try to charge him with yet. So just crazy all around.
That's a sad way to go out, bro.
Imagine being that guy's kids. My dad hated me so much, he faked his death.
Bro, the fundraisers and then them going to school and asking for help. And how do you raise money? What are those things online? GoFundMe, stuff like that. And come to find out, hey, I'm alive. JK.
Damn.
I would have been like, oh, yeah, your dad faked his death. My dad died.
What's up? Oh, shit. And on top of that, within the week, the police station had told the mom, like, we don't think he's dead. But she had to hold that shit back until they had, like, confirmation. But all the signs were showing that this dude's alive somewhere. So everybody's like, our condolences, this and this and that. And she just had to keep that in the tuck. Just like, this motherfucker alive. I can't say shit.
Wow. Yeah, you know, no one deserves to go through that shit. Don't have kids, bro. You know what I mean?
Don't have kids. Oh, one more thing about this, too. Did y'all see the TikTok video about this?
Nope.
So apparently there was another guy. And there was, first of all, let me set up. This girl, she's on the boardwalk or whatever. And she has a sign that's like free advice or whatever. And everybody's just going by. And then buddy on a bike rolls up. Should I go to Kazakhstan or stay here? And she's like, the fuck? And he has like, do I leave or do I go? And she's like, well, do you have family over there or something? He's like, nah. It's like, well, he's like, what are you going for? A girl? Oh, okay. So what about here? Oh, I'm married. But I'm married, but my kids have left the nest, so it's just me and my wife. He's like, well, have you talked to your wife about it? It's like, no, I just want to leave. So they thought buddy right here was the dude that actually did it, but it's actually a whole different guy. It's funny that two different people were going to the same place and just like, fuck it, I'm just going to abandon my life. Just random as hell.
Not that it matters, yeah. But I'm trying to see what this girl looks like. Cause
oh, no, what she's running a scam.
Because if these people, women, whatever, are getting these men to up and leave their lives, regardless of how bad it may be for them, because that's not an easy task. You literally risking everything, giving everything up to move to this European country you don't know shit about for this girl. Listen,
yeah,
they probably got out of the plane and saw that it was a man and said, damn,
got robbed on the tarmac.
Yep. Didn't even get the bag out the luggage thing.
Yeah.
They it's crazy. Look like Liam Neeson's girl or his daughter. Threw a bag over his head, said, clear out your bank accounts, and then just threw his ass back at the airport saying, find you back home, man.
Yeah, good luck. Uprooted your life for what? For what?
For what?
To get robbed across the world.
If you want to get robbed, I know some people. I'm not going to say them in front of James because... Obvious reasons.
Okay.
Right.
Whatever. Whatever. Anyway, so everyone's doing their top 2024 stuff and everything. And I just happened to come across this. So I just want to quiz y'all real quick. I'm going to just do five of them. Jeremy. What?
Stumped.
What are the top five streaming services?
Spotify. Wait, music or TV?
Sorry. TV show, like movie stuff, streamers or stuff.
Hulu?
Like yeah, Hulu goated. Is Hulu number one, G? Is this in order or are you just naming them off?
I'm just naming them.
God damn it.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I had to pull it up. Go ahead.
Hulu?
Oh, wait. Oh, this is a quiz.
Yeah. Oh, I gave y'all five. Oh, y'all want me to do 10?
No, fuck that.
I'm going to name 10.
Okay.
I got 10 in five.
Hulu, Netflix.
Okay.
Max, formerly known as HBO Max.
Okay.
Peacock.
Nope.
Amazon Prime TV.
Okay.
YouTube TV.
Nope.
Tubi, baby.
Nope.
Paramount.
See Paramount?
Oh, you say Paramount? My fault. It's not top five, but it's up there.
Does Disney Plus fall into Hulu, or is it its own thing?
It's its own thing.
Is Disney Plus on there?
Yeah. Okay, so what did I miss? Hulu's the one that's not in the top five.
What?
Yeah.
So we got four?
Yeah, you got four. You got one more.
What the fuck? How is Hulu not in top five, bro? Hulu does numbers in my
I don't know. I don't make the rules.
So the four that we got are Max,
Netflix, Prime,
and Disney Plus.
Yeah.
You know Crunchyroll's sitting there at number five.
It's not. It was Paramount Plus. I fucking missed it. My fault. Okay.
God damn it, bro.
Yeah, my bad, bro. I thought it was Hulu, too. Hulu was at six. I got them mixed up. So that's my bad. My fault. Okay.
So what's the top five, James?
Top five? Okay. I'm going to just run it down from 10 because it's real quick.
Oh, my God.
I don't need all that. All right. Okay. So number 10 was... If it fucking load real quick. God damn.
No, hombre.
My shit just started fucking glitching out.
Is this a page by page thing? Jesus.
No, my shit just started fucking
on dial up internet.
Stars was number 10. Number 9 was ESPN Plus. And then number 7. Oh, so shit. Number 8, Apple TV.
Okay.
And then it was. Oh, shit. What the fuck? Why is it doing that?
I hate this, man.
It's great. Sorry. Great podcast right here.
People love this. My shit is not as glitched out as Peacock. 6 is Hulu. 5 is Paramount. 4 was Max. 3 was Disney Plus. 2 was Prime. And then 1 was Netflix.
Wow. I wonder what they base it off of. Just total number of streams or total subscriptions?
From here, it looks like it's subscriptions because it says Netflix 269.6 million.
Yeah, it's probably subscriptions. Netflix, though, I mean, they increase their price every damn 2 weeks, but I think it's one of the cheapest ones out there.
I'm just confused on what the hell's on Stars that is number 10 in the top 10.
Power. I hear all the black people telling
me. Oh, okay.
All the blacks love Power. Shout out my black people. I could have phrased that sentence a little better. That's my bad. That's crazy. Oh, shit. I'm a math guy, not an English guy.
Hilarious. That's crazy. That's top 10. I was going to do the albums too, but I didn't even know any of these artists besides Beyonce and Charlie XCX. Everybody else, I don't know who the hell they were. Go ahead.
I thought this was a good opportunity to... It happened a couple weeks ago, and I wasn't going to talk about it, but in light of recent events, I have to. I want to talk about Drake suing Kendrick. And the only reason I want to badmouth Drake is because Greg did me wrong. We're all in the same group message on Twitter. We all saw the artist formerly known as Lewis lose his damn mind. Started talking shit to me, unprovoked. And Greg just sat back and let him. Greg didn't come to my aid. Greg just, you know, that and was it Friday after next? Yeah, he just let him sit there and jump on daddy.
Why you let him?
Yeah, that's what Greg did. Yeah, he just allowed Lewis to talk crazy. So we got to talk about Drake and how he got his feelings hurt. So he brought out the lawyers. And I want to know, is this going to forever change the look of rap beef?
I don't think so. Because Drake's not suing Kendrick, you're suing the label.
Okay. Listen, Mr. technicalities. What is the claim? The claim is that Kendrick Lamar's numbers were inflated, not any specific artist. He went for one artist and one artist only.
Because they were inflated, bro. But you had James streaming bots for him, bro.
Excuse me, I'm streaming it. Streaming bots, just me.
The streets are saying that's pussy.
Hey, yo.
You know, I don't like the optics, but he's got to get out of that contract somehow. You know what I'm saying? so I kind of respect it.
Drake stands are hypnotized.
Respect it?
Yeah, bro, whatever. Legally binding contracts? I don't respect that. I don't respect the court system.
Crazy.
You don't respect being a real individual, you know, 10 toes to the ground, all that stuff?
Bro, whenever Lewis was attacking you in the group chat, I was in Fort Worth drunk.
Even more of a reason to come to my aid, because Drunk Greg is very aggressive.
And my phone was dead.
Damn.
That's a lie. I saw the little dots pop up, Greg. I seen it. You That's was typing true, in there.
That's Damn. Not true.
That's
my
very
phone was dead, bro. I didn't see those messages until I got back to the apartment at like close to 8
p.m.?
Yeah.
What the hell? I mean, why is your phone dying at 8 p.m.?
Right. Because I drove to Fort Worth. And I didn't have a charger with me.
Nah, see? He's lying. Not only is he standing up for what Drake did, now he's lying to his friend.
About what, bro? I was on the road all day. My phone died.
Listen.
Didn't have a car charger.
All I'm saying is, Lewis, you lame as hell. Next time you come on this podcast, I'm going to drag you through the mud, all right? You'll get a chance to defend yourself.
So why did Lewis just attack you like that unprovoked?
Why? Because he's obsessed with me? It's the only reason I can think of.
All right.
I'm sitting here minding my own business, you know, changing diapers, being a dad all of a sudden. Hey, G. Like, bro, don't you got a lovely wife and a home? Why are you in my DMs?
Fucking hell, bro. That shit was fucking crazy. I know he wasn't lying either. He just came out of nowhere.
I know he's got a poster of me in his room, and he just stares at me like, I hate you.
Oh, shit. But to get That's back to crazy. Your question real quick about Drake.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's going to change anything with, like, rap beef or anything like that. I mean, but at the same time, nobody really beefs anymore, to be honest. I think this Kendrick and Drake beef might light the fire under other people. And you're like, you know what? I fucking like other buddy over there and stuff like that. It might just start that and people start, you know, talking shit to other rappers and stuff. Yeah, it just spirals in that fashion. But with the lawsuit and stuff like that, I think it makes Drake look kind of weak. But at the same time, it is what it is. He's like Greg said, he's suing the label, not Kendrick. But at the same time, it's kind of about Kendrick at the same time. But I don't see rap beefs really changing. I think they might get better. As things go forward.
Follow up question. Do you think Drake's a bitch?
Oh, shit. Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah, you, James. The question is for you, Mr. James.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Off of that, I can take a lot of Drake stuff. And being the Drake hater, y'all know I've been this. So seeing this spiral of a downfall is just like, bro, I'm just crying tears of joy. But at the same time, it's like, damn, bro, you're going out sad. It's just crazy. Him and like Young Money, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, all them just going out sad. And
the tales of his demise were greatly exaggerated. My boy got most streamed rapper of the year, bro. Y'all weren't listening to Kendrick like that for real.
Because he had you with the bots.
There was a lot of dick sucking the whole year. Still could not dethrone my boy. 12 months
straight,
top streamed Spotify rapper. He don't even fuck with Spotify. He disrespects Spotify every chance he gets. So somebody's lying, bro. But I digress.
It ain't me. You see, no Drake on my shit.
Yeah, we only saw top 5. James, I know Drake's sitting there at 6.
Nah.
My whole Definitely thing was, not. He was in it, right? It's whether it was unprovoked, right? I don't care who started it, whatever. Drake got in the mud with him. And then it just all of a sudden, right? It seemed like things had settled down. GNX dropped. Was there some shots in there? Maybe, but it wasn't directed at this guy, at this Canadian fella.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, you know what? I got a lawsuit that I've just been holding on to. I got, you know, I got two of them. Here go one more. What is that? You remember that clip from The Last Dance whenever they're talking about, who are you talking about? Isaiah? No, no, no. What 30 for 30 is? He's like, a bit, a pretty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's soft. That's what I thought of whenever.
Oh, I forgot who they're talking about, but yeah, I got what you said.
Anyway, it's like you said, the optics don't look great. Is Drake going to continue to put up numbers? Yes. Is he still going to be one of the best performing artists in the world? Yes. Dot, dot, dot. Whenever you do this and then you come out with these pigtails, my guy, and you 40, it doesn't look good.
He cut his hair, though, didn't he?
I don't know. He's teetering on that Antonio Brown type shit right now. Like, if he does one more crazy thing, it might be like, all right, when did he get hit in the head? Why does he got CTE as a rapper?
Somebody put it real, it was solid the way they put it. They said that he could have just, like, went back and just didn't say nothing else and dropped an album next year and stuff and then just, you know, address everything and just go from there and just everybody goes back to loving Drake and stuff instead of, like, you know, dropping the lawsuit and everything like that, which I agree with. It's just like, just go back in the lab, just work on your shit and keep going, and then next year drop an album and just address everything like he usually does and then just move on. But things happen.
And he disrespected The Weeknd, so
yeah, that too. So
crossed the line.
Can't
do
it.
He made it personal.
He was on G's replay. Let's remind everybody he was a top five on G's replay.
He was in my Spotify rap. Yes, he wasn't ranked above The Weeknd.
Let's you know, whenever you spend 15 years as the GOAT, just like Tom Brady, G hates Tom Brady. You know, people hate, you know what I'm saying?
I hate Tom Brady because he cheated and he's a bitch.
Is that real quick? Tom Brady? And this is not towards you, Greg. It's towards some other Drake fans. So I was seeing some videos and people were doing, you know, listening streams of GNX and stuff. And there's multiple dudes. So they listened to the songs and which song was it? It was Squabble Up. Squabble Up. And he's doing it's the girl singing or whatever. And then he raps under that after that. And Buddy said, he's paused the music and he said, this shit is garbage. And he went through the whole album and said, this song is trash, this song is trash, this song is trash, and this song is trash. He's a big old Drake fan. I don't know what you mean by that. So I'm just asking, did you think this album was good, or are you, like, on with them?
I didn't even listen to it. Lord to the soul, baby. All
right, well, anyway, there's three people.
But the snippets I've heard, I only like, and I couldn't even tell you what song it is. I think it's the one with SZA. SZA. Just because it's melodic. I like Kendrick with the melodies, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him with a silly ass voice, is acting tough.
Oh, gosh.
And I really don't like West Coast beats, though, bro. I've never, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
but
other buddy said that he hated that SZA song too. So I don't know.
Aren't you a big blood in, blood out guy?
Yep.
Isn't that a West Coast thing?
They're not rapping, they're just full of Canalismo.
It's West Coast.
They're full of Canalismo, bro.
I'm gonna send you those videos later so you can see what I'm talking about.
I need this all to go back to, right? Revisit the original point of this, summarize, like how we used to do in English class. It's all because of you, Lewis.
Yeah.
You keep those chicken fingers. Don't turn them into Twitter fingers. This doesn't have to happen to your guy live on this podcast.
Oh, Lewis is a big Drake fan too?
No. But the reason I'm bringing this up.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yes, is because Greg did not come to my aid.
Mm.
So that's how I react. Somebody talks shit to me and my friend doesn't help me, I talk shit to the person that didn't help me. It makes sense.
I know what you wanted me to do, bro. I said I was drunk at Fort Worth.
Oh, sorry. Were you drunk or was your phone dead? Because now it's 2 days.
Both, bro. Both of those things are true, bro. I have witnesses.
Nah. See, this is why I get caught up. This, oh, shit. You know, I'm not going to get into it. It's behind me. I'm going to be
there. It's above me.
And walk away.
Wow. Fucking hell. One more thing, we get song of the week. Did y'all see that they're rebooting Friday Night Lights, the show?
I saw that.
And it's going to be streaming on Peacock. And from what I read, it's going to be this ragtag team that survived a hurricane in Louisiana. And they come to Texas and ride out the ranks into the Texas playoffs. And for the most part, everyone's coming back. I doubt Michael B. Jordan's coming back. But everyone else that was a part of it, they said most of everyone's coming back. So how we feeling about it? I'm excited for it. I always love that show.
I'm okay with it, except for the fact that Louisiana people are going to be thinking that they got the better football teams.
That's true.
Texas is king. So the fact that these kids move from Louisiana, Okay, but they're saying Louisiana is probably just East Texas or like Houston. But anyhow, no, bullshit aside, I can always appreciate shows like that. So I love the movie. I love the series. Yeah, I mean, what's better than drama with a white fullback and a butterfly collar? You know?
I do love Connie Britton, I'll tell you what.
Oh, shit. I don't know if
she's still back. I never saw the show, though. Can I keep it a buck?
Where?
Yeah, I like the movie. The movie was all time.
Texas Forever.
But never watched the show.
Damn, that's crazy.
You got to understand, James, it's all about how successful you were in high school football. Whenever Greg was playing ball, I scored a touchdown on him. And I
That's why G loves the movie, because he never won state either.
Oh, shit. That's...
You can't even say the word playoffs in Brownfield.
We almost win.
Let's relax.
Almost win. Shit, we almost won state. You know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to be the guy that reminisces on high school shit.
Yeah, man, let's relax. But, song of the week.
Song of the week brought to you by, what's that buffet place in Brownville?
Hong Kong.
Brought to you by Hong Kong. Listen, man, give me a gift card. It's the holidays. Give Bruise and Banter a gift card. We'll go record an episode in there.
True.
My song of the week. Speaking of holidays, I'm gonna make this a theme. Try to remember next week. Got a holiday song this week, and it is Last Christmas by Wham.
Damn.
Wham. Damn, that's a good one, actually.
You know, I didn't know that George Michaels was a part of Wham.
Yeah, before he was just George Michael.
Yeah, blew my mind. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry. That's my song of the week.
Song of the week is Hey Now, Kendrick Lamar. I've been jamming that constantly, every day, all day.
Is that the Hey Now? Hey, no.
That one exactly, bro.
Yeah, that was a good one.
The him and Hillary Duff.
Yeah. I'm surprised somebody hasn't made an edit like that.
My life has potentially taken a romantic uptick.
Oh.
So I've been feeling like a Zac Efron New York based rom com, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So there's a song called Fire for You by Cannons. It definitely would fit in a Zac Efron New York based rom com. That's what I've been listening to.
So with minutes left to spare in this podcast, Greg's just going to throw that in there real quick and not listen. If that special person is listening to this episode, Greg's already proven that he's a liar. he lied to us, and I hope you're special. So he won't lie to you. Because I've been on this man a decade plus. And he got no problem just looking at this camera and just, gee, I was drunk and my phone was dead. Okay.
I was drunk, bro. My phone was dead.
That person's listening. I wish you could see my face, young young individual.
I don't think she's listening. I didn't tell her I have a podcast.
Damn.
Thank goodness, because I was about to say some real bad shit about Greg.
Fucking hell. Go ahead. Sports. Light. Yeah, go ahead, sports.
Pow. It's exciting. Touchdown. 3 points. Home run. That was good, right? That was better than the last one.
Did you write that down?
No, but I just said, don't say balls. That was my main focus. I was like, don't be weird.
Oh, shit.
I'll go first because I'm in a bad spot. Per usual, the Jets are currently tanking. And here's the thing. They're tanking, and their draft stock got worse. Damn. They went from a top 5 pick to a top 6. Don't know how that happens, but they suck at tanking. So the Jets are, yeah, they piss me off continuously, as they always will. The Yankees lost Juan Soto to the Mets. Get your, why would I see your big ass now, $765 million?
Bro.
I looked at my daughter and I was like, you couldn't have been a boy.
That's a lot of money, bro.
That's crazy, buddy.
Yeah, and the Yankees offered him $5 million less.
What?
One less year. The Yankees offered him $760, and he took a $5 million pay raise to go play at Citi Field. Now, for those of you who know baseball, you know that the Mets, they ain't been shit since Daryl Strawberry. And most of you are probably saying, who the hell is that? And my thought to you is exactly. Anyway, well, the Rockets are currently playing in the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup. They're playing the Warriors, so they'll probably lose because it's a big game and they lose big games. But they're playing well. I think they're ranked. I think fourth in the West right now. So as long as they keep on that trend, they should make the postseason. And then my guys in the burnt orange. SEC championship game. rematch against Georgia. The stars were aligning. Quarterback gets hurt for Georgia at the end of the first half. Looks good.
Nah.
This five-star freshman sophomore, whatever the hell he's in, he's going out there playing like a man possessed. Anyway, Texas loses. They're ranked number 5 going into the playoff. They got to play Dabo in Austin in about a week and a half. I'm excited. It's another game. If your favorite team didn't make the playoffs, kiss my ass. You know who I'm talking to. You're listening right now, ain't you, little bitch? Yeah. My favorite professional team's quarterback didn't fake an injury, right? He didn't tear his ass cheek just so he could stop playing with that shit-ass team. All right, on to you.
Damn. James, you got it, bro. I don't know how to follow that up. I got no hate in my heart right now.
Right now.
I got no hate in my heart, but oh, shit. But Carolina, we're barely losing the teams. I'll take it, bro. I will take it. We look way better as an offense than we did all year. So I don't know what they did to Bryce Young, but he figured out how to play quarterback again. So I'm happy. So, we're still going to have the top. We're going to have seven picks, something like that.
Damn, but that's crazy.
And then like 3 or 4 in the first round and just going forward. So we can build off of that. Sad news, Brooks tore his ACL again, which is unfortunate. So I hope he gets better.
Brooks.
And
Jonathan Brooks.
Jonathan Brooks, running back.
Oh, shit.
First running back taken in the last draft from the University of
Texas. Yeah, it's unfortunate he tore his ACL, but – I feel like they should have just...
Oh, I remember him. He's the one that got hurt.
Yeah, just TCU. Yes.
My bad. Yeah, my bad.
He should have just sat out for the rest of the year because they signed Chuba Hubbard for whatever how much, and he's been playing good all year. So they should just let him have the year off and make sure everything was cool. But here we are again, another torn ACL. So I really hope it's not a Todd Gurley situation, but we just got to wait and see. Oregon.
Poor guy. I feel bad for that. Man, that sucks.
Yeah. It's trash. Big Ten championship with the shot at Penn State. We let them in back in a little bit, and that's what I was worried about, but came on top. Undefeated. Bye week. Playing the winner out of, was it Clemson in Texas, or is there somebody else?
They'll play.
No, we're semifinals.
Yeah. So they'll play the winner out of Arizona State, and then the Arizona State plays the winner out of Clemson, Texas.
Yeah, there we go. That's it. So we're sitting on a bye. We don't play for, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. If we just keep rolling, we'll be good. Unfortunate that Texas didn't get that bye because it would have been dope to have a Texas-Oregon national championship, but shit happens. Boston Celtics, they're still rolling. I mean, they're fucking good. I don't know what to say about it. I don't even know why I bring them up. They're just rolling in the East right now. So
I don't either.
Just wait till the playoffs. But Carolina, UNC, hey, we started out strong, and now we're fucking shambles. We'll be lucky if we make the dance, bro. We got to win conference. Got to beat Duke probably 85 times. but it's not looking good. I don't know what happened from the beginning of the season till now, but we lost a lot of big games, and, yeah, it's looking grim. But that's all I got.
Yeah, I was in Fort Worth to go to a Tech game. They lost to fucking A&M. That sucked. So I don't know. We didn't have JT Toppin, though. You know what I'm saying? I think we win that game with JT Toppin. So I'm not like upset or concerned. You know what I'm saying? But I am upset that we lost to the fucking Aggies. I hate the motherfuckers. They had them dudes in the white outfits yelling and shit. That pissed me off. but there's a shitload of Tech fans in the DFW, bro. Yeah. Like, we had a pack. They were putting like Aggie fans on the screen, and we were booing them. And then they put Tech fans on the screen, and we'd cheer. And then they put an Aggie baby on the screen, and they booed the baby.
Damn.
I mean, we, as in I also booed that baby.
I was a part of it.
But yeah, no, it sucks losing to the Aggies. I don't know what to expect out of that basketball team, bro. Like I said, it's a different game, I think, if we had Toppin. But your program shouldn't, you know, rely on one guy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers beat the brakes off the Browns. I feel bad because my boy Jameis Winston did not get delivered from interceptions. But luckily, they weren't pick sixes. The Steelers are good, bro. They finally moved into the Super Bowl contenders. I think the Barstool releases. I don't like Barstool, but I saw the list. You know what I'm saying? They've been disrespecting them all season, but they finally got them in Super Bowl contender. I don't know, man. We'll see. We play the Eagles this week. I really hope we beat them. I don't think we will. George Pickens is out. He's injured with the hamstring injury.
You'll have an extra Steelers fan this weekend Nisha was actively rooting for Georgia this past weekend, so I'm actively rooting for Pittsburgh to beat the shit out of the Eagles. Sorry, Nisha.
Yeah, you're going
to
be a Pittsburgh fan?
This weekend, baby, and this weekend only. Mr. Unleaded. Unlimited. Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I don't know, man. You know, I think this team goes as far as the offense lets them, because the defense is there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My boy Minka ain't done shit since we traded for him, but I think that's a sign of a good safety play.
Yep.
They're scared to throw to him. You know, we'll see. I'm excited, man. I haven't been this excited since that year we went 11-0, but then we shit the bed and lost 7 straight. So
I remember that.
I'm excited. But yeah, Tech football, they got Chips Ahoy Bowl or some shit. I don't know. I don't even know. Whatever. It is what it is. That's pretty it, dude. I was the Spurs. Wimby and Vassell been sitting out, so we lost like 3 straight. But Wimby was on a fucking tear, bro. He was averaging like 27, just going off. And Vassell's still trying to get healthy. I like Vassell, bro. But if he can't stay on the court, mm-hmm. at some point you got to talk about maybe moving him. You know what I mean? See what yep. you can get for him. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. Castle's still playing his ass off. I like him a lot. We'll see what the team can do. A lot of people are talking about trading for Lonzo Ball, and I don't hate it. If we can offload Keldon Johnson and Zach Collins and some picks for Lonzo Ball, hey, sign me up.
He just got to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got bad knees. It's them goddamn big baller shoes, bro.
He threw his family under the bus.
Yeah, bro, did you see that?
Shit's hilarious. My daddy's shoes messed me up.
But that's it. That's crazy. My sports takes for the week. Tough out here being a fan of anything in my life.
Did y'all see Marshall's situation?
The school, the Thunder and Herd?
Yeah. So no. they went 10-3, won their conference, and the AD fired the head coach. So wow. The whole team jumped in the transfer portal.
Oh,
damn. That's
crazy. Everyone.
That's real, bro.
There was something similar. Kennesaw State was a FCS school, or Division II school. They had won a couple titles. That coach took them to the playoffs. I think won a title in the past couple of years. So they got bumped up mm-hmm. to D1. Well, they were having a terrible season because that's a hard transition to make. And that head coach got fired. And people were pissed about that too. Team didn't jump in the transfer portal. But I mean, it's whenever you got to realize that a lot of these players commit to coaches, not to the school.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You got to be careful.
Yeah. And they were talking about that dude from Kennesaw State about like how he should get fired. I'm just like, how do you fire somebody if you just made that jump and he brings you all these championships? Mm-hmm. Give him a year or two to get the right class in there so that you can compete. You can't just fire him off with just 1 year being in D1. That's just ridiculous. You just expect to make that jump and be competitive instantly. It don't work that way.
No, they got spoiled. They had a lot of success in the short amount of time, and then whenever it wasn't happening, they said enough is enough.
Yeah, that's crazy. And what was the other thing?
I will say Tech fired Zach, or I didn't know they didn't fire, forgive me. Zach Kittley got a new job. So he's no longer the OC. I don't know what that means. I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy. And that's what I've been saying. That's the only way we're going to get rid of him, because his dad's the track coach and he's the only one that wins championships at the school.
So did y'all not,
gone. What?
Did y'all not sign that OC from Washington State, or am I tripping?
No, we signed the OC from
Texas State. Gotcha. Okay, I couldn't remember which one it was, but I'm gotcha.
I don't know, man. I don't know about him, you know what I'm saying? Apparently, it's a good hire. A lot of people are excited about it. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Texas State's offense was pretty solid this year. I mean,
yeah, they're top 15, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So was Tech, but I think they were top 6, and Tech was top 15.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Just go back to air raid, bro, and just 5 wide every play.
That's what I've been saying, bro.
Yeah, y'all running back's gone now, so just spread it out.
Yeah. Receiver to throw to.
Oh, yeah.
Not yet, G. Not yet.
Yeah, he's in the transfer portal.
That don't mean he's leaving. We don't know yet.
Oh, the outlets are already reporting A&M threw the bag at that motherfucker.
Sorry, we got a bag, too. My boy Cody Campbell's rich.
They ain't got A&M money.
Yeah.
If A&M wants somebody, they gonna throw money at. And A&M's lost their whole team. They lost a quarterback, lost 3 or 4 offensive linemen, so they might as well get a flashy little 5-star receiver out the portal.
Damn, they lost their quarterback?
Yeah, Wigman.
Leaving.
Yep.
Well, it's their own fault for trying to run their
They got Marcel Reed, and then they brought in a transfer. They got a 6-year transfer out of Tulane, UAB, something like that.
Damn. Is it Alabama?
Oh no, that was Western Kentucky dude's going somewhere else. Never mind.
It was funny. They put up his stats like, yeah, he's thrown for 4,000 yards and 30 some touchdowns in 6 seasons. Somebody said, how many seasons?
Yeah, bro. Did you see that bill that the NIL threw at the DN from South Carolina?
Mm.
It was like 2.5 serves.
I'm sorry, you said the DN. I thought you said the
DN. Oh yeah. No, the DN.
Yeah. Well, they got to match it. You know, these juniors and seniors in college, they're going to, you know, they're thinking, well, if I go to the league, I get a first-round draft pick, I'm going to make at least 1.5, 2 mil. So if you want me to stay in college and risk losing that, you're going to have to pay me at least that.
No, this is the freshman from this year. He's going to be a sophomore next year.
You're talking about Dylan. You're not talking about Kennard.
No, I'm talking about
sorry, I'm going to interrupt. A&M quarterback just committed to Houston.
Yeah. He's from the Houston area.
Wow.
Yeah, that freshman DN, paid him a ton of money because I guess he was talking about jumping in the transfer portal. So they just threw a mill or something like that. More than that, I don't know how much they threw at him. But they threw a lot at him. But
and good for him. Good for him, man. Sheesh. You out there risking your health. I mean, your life, really, if you think about it, right? Because your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You better pay me.
Yeah. And
especially – like I ain't coming to your school to play school. I've said it on this podcast before. These people are not going to college to play school. So you better make sure they get that bag, because if not, they're gonna hop in that transfer portal quick, fast, and in a hurry. It opened up Monday. It opened up Monday, and they said by noon there was 500 people in that bitch.
Out of there.
And
you're not gonna pay me?
The sad part is out of those 500, there's only about 100, 150 that don't get rehomed.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. I'll go on about this all day. We'll have to do it.
Nah, you're good.
Or it's special. Y'all got anything else before we go?
That was it. Oh, I was just going to bring up Jared McCain real quick.
Who?
Is his name Jared? Bro, the guard from the Sixers. He's a rookie.
That guy.
These NBA heads are upset that this man's a theater kid but balling out on the court. This man going to be rookie of the year, but they mad because he's singing and dancing on TikTok. And he's been doing this since, like, high school and stuff, but yeah, people are upset because this man be singing and shit, but been dropping 30 every other night. So I'm just like, bro, get over it. It's just let him do what he wants to do. But I just wanted to bring that up real quick. I just thought that was crazy that people were so upset about that.
Well, shit. I mean, if you're a Sixers fan, Embiid's been hurt, Paul George been hurt, so let this little theater kid get some buckets.
Mm-hmm.
If people are mad about it, it's because they're putting 30 on their team.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
The Rockets, so I don't mind it.
He's good, bro. He's really good. Oh, yeah. I thought he was going to be good in the league, but not this damn good. This man balling out.
He's a bucket.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's been 47 from your three favorite guys. Remember to follow the Instagram at @BruisAndBanter_pod. Send us some questions, topics, all that good stuff. We really appreciate it. Y'all get some good stuff out there. Keep liking, downloading, following, subscribing to the podcast. We appreciate the love. As always, I share my co-host's thoughts as well. But with that, if y'all don't have anything else, I think that's it for 47. We'll see you back next time for our little holiday episode, if you will. But until then, stay safe out there.